Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, a mild morning with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is sunny and warm, perfect for a stroll outside. Haifa enjoys similar pleasant weather, while Eilut remains sunny and bright. Here are today's headlines. First, the UN has issued an unusual condemnation of the de facto rule in Gaza, according to Israel Hayom. Earlier this hour, the humanitarian coordinator reported break-ins at aid warehouses and attacks on drivers in Jabalia. Also, Ynet reports that the US has renewed a naval blockade and launched strikes on Iranian military targets to counter emerging threats. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu warns Iran, saying, "Attack us, and we will hit you harder than last time," as reported by JNS. Separately, Forward notes a last-ditch effort to dismantle Israeli democracy as the country prepares for a pivotal election on October 27th. And finally, I-24 News reports the United States has used suicide boats for the first time during a strike in Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring analyst, posted just minutes ago that strong explosions occurred near Bandar Abbas port in southern Iran. Amichai Stein, a journalist, reported just now that Iran's deputy foreign minister announced the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding no longer exists, urging countries not to expect Iran to uphold its terms. From I24NEWS English, a post from earlier highlights Associate Professor Saeed Golkar's statement that the war in Iran may continue for several more months. Now for more on those stories, starting with the UN's condemnation of the situation in Gaza. The UN humanitarian coordinator revealed earlier this hour that aid warehouses have been breached and there have been attacks on drivers in the Jabalia area. The Times of Israel adds that this could worsen the humanitarian crisis affecting aid distribution to civilians. Turning to the US-Iran conflict, the United States renewed its naval blockade and conducted airstrikes on Iranian military installations earlier today. This follows rising tensions, with explosions reported in Iran, as mentioned by Ynet. The move aims to curb what the US sees as emerging threats in the region, potentially escalating military actions. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's warning to Iran came earlier today, according to JNS. He assured that Israel is prepared for any scenario. This statement comes amid heightened regional tensions, indicating a strong stance against potential threats. Separately, Forward reports on the looming Israeli elections, with efforts to dismantle democracy making headlines. With the election just days away, political tensions are high. The outcome could significantly impact Israel's future governance. And finally, 24 News highlighted the use of new military tactics by the US in Iran. The deployment of suicide boats marks a tactical shift, potentially increasing operational risks. This development underscores ongoing military innovation amid regional conflicts. On the economic front, first, Alarum, an Israeli company, is cutting its workforce following an FBI investigation into its subsidiary NetNut, reports CTEC. This has caused a sharp decline in the company's market position. Separately, Globes reports that an urban renewal plan in Haifa will include the city's tallest building. The Gateway project in Kiryat Eliezer will feature a 65-floor tower, transforming the city's skyline. And finally, Walla Business notes that the Israeli government is set to approve tens of millions for the Authority for the Development of the Haredi Sector. This follows a retroactive tax benefit for 64 settlements, which was announced over the weekend. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.